The Trump administration's efforts to cut funding could make it easier for invasive species to thrive in the Great Lakes. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports advocates say it could devastate aquatic life in Lake Michigan and harm Indiana sport fishing and tourism industries.
To keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, Illinois, Michigan, and the federal government plan to retrofit a major lock and dam near Chicago with a high-tech system to deter fish. But since the Trump administration paused grants for the more than $1 billion project, it's been put on hold. The administration also fired seasonal workers who apply pesticide to keep blood-sucking, invasive lamprey from reproducing. Dan Borrett with the Indiana Wildlife Federation says it's a small program that's well worth the cost of protecting the Great Lakes' more than $7 billion fishing industry.
Some of these cuts are not done with a scalpel, they're done with a sledgehammer might be generous, and the implications aren't always understood.
Borrett says sea lamprey decimated popular Great Lakes fish from the 1920s to the 1950s, and it could happen again. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Asian carp have already been established in the Ohio, White, and Wabash rivers in Indiana.